How do you talk to your players about, you know, what's going on right now and what they can do or what they should be doing?
Well, they have a platform. I think you have to be well aware you do have a platform to say things, but your name's attached to it. And whatever you say, you're never going to get 100% agreement. You know, the platform now is social media. And when you think about racism in America, it's on tape now, and it's ugly, and people are tired of it. And I think as a player, as an athlete, in today's world, not in the world I grew up in or the world that John Carlos and Tommy Smith grew up in, and the fact that when they protested, they were shunned. And, you know, and Colin Kaepernick obviously took a knee, and you know, his message got hijacked. Well, I don't think the players today right now have to worry about that. Now they have to make sure, and I told our players this, you may want to say things, but do you have a solution? And the solution is very simple. Do we allow each other to listen? Will we be good listeners? Because there lies the problem when we don't listen. That is, then who is in your group that influences you in life? You know, there's a collective of people that you associate with, and those people influence you. Who are those people? Do they all look the same? And if they do, then how would you even know the experience of a black person? If they're not in your group, how would you know to have that conversation? You wouldn't, because it doesn't affect you. This is a different conversation going on right now, and hopefully it's happening at the supper table with your children as well.
What should the role of, you know, you've been obviously at the NFL level and now in college, what should the role of athletes be in times like this?
Well, I think they have a platform where they can speak if they feel they can. And I think some people would say, I've heard this many a time from a fan base at times, say, well, I don't want them to just dribble the ball to catch the football. Well, I think they mistake this. That's their occupation. That's not who they are. They're actually fathers. They're husbands. They're people in the community. No different than the protesters. The protesters aren't professional protesters, by the way. They're different from all walks of life protesting. It's okay. You can do that. That's in America. We get to do that.
Herm Edwards with us, Arizona State head coach. So Adam just asked you what the role of the player should be in these times. What should the role of a college football coach be in these times?
Well, to obviously be there for players when they have questions. We had a great session yesterday with our team, and the AD was on there as well. And just talked about right now, in this world right now, they have a chance to change the trajectory of what has been happening over years for their children. This is not a light switch deal where you turn the light switch on, it's going to change tomorrow. No, it's about your children. It's about your children. And I said, you have an opportunity to do that, to make change in America right now in a lot of different ways. And so I think they're well aware of that. I think they're thinking about what they want to do, how they want to do it. And I tell them this, the most powerful possession you'll ever own in your life is your last name. Is your last name. And you can never compromise that. So when you send something out, your name's attached to that now. And here's the great part about now in today's world. They will find you. That's your resume. You can't say, oops. No, that's your resume. You pressed it, you sent it. So think about what you want to say and say it in a manner where you don't have to look back and go, well, I wish, no, just don't do it emotionally. Think about what you want to say and do the right thing.
With the players, what has been your policy on social media? Did it change? What's been the policy? How do you approach social media? Because that's where a lot of guys are going to get the message out.
Well, what I just said.
Right.
It's your resume. I got no problem with social media. I tell my players, you know, you can use social media. Without social media, you know, there's a good part and there's another part to it. And I just think you have to understand when you put it out there, you can't take it back. You can't hide it. It's out there.
Yeah, and the reason I ask is because there are coaches who are restrictive when it comes to social media, and I'm not sure that's the right approach.
Well, you're talking to the wrong guy when it comes to that.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in the 60s. I grew up in the civil rights movement. You know, I was busted at Thomas Lee White High School. So I just think if you have a voice and it's something to make things better, go use it. You know, go use it. You'll use your voice in the right way.